In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today we hear in the gospel what it takes to enter the kingdom of heaven. And it sounds like it's a fairly simple thing. I mean, it's things that we in a normal society, any type of civilization, tends to ask of the people who live in it. Don't kill. Don't cheat on your spouse. Don't steal. Don't lie. And honor your mother and father. I mean, these are like the basic things that every civilization that has any society has these rules. But when we get past it, and the gentleman asking these questions is asking, well, how can I'm doing all this. I go, there must be more. And Jesus tells us what's more. And it goes back to how the man approaches Jesus to begin with, when he calls him good teacher. And Jesus doesn't really rebuke him, but asks him, why are you calling me good? And this goes into when he tells him to give up all of his possessions and follow him. We hear in other gospels, Jesus asking the disciples, who do men say that I am? And that is the question that we really have to be asking ourselves on a daily basis. Who do we say that Jesus Christ is? Is he just a nice teacher who was saying nice things about peace and all that? Well, yes, he was that, but he's so much more. And this is why he's challenging this man when he says, when he calls him good teacher, he goes, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. So it's proper to call him good teacher because we understand him to be God. However, this man clearly doesn't. He is following what is good and what is just following what is good does not make one a Christian. Following and doing nice things does not save you. What saves you is believing that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior who came into the world to redeem us from our sins. It's that simple. That's how simple it is. And so this is where we get into problems, and especially in our society today. We have lots of people calling themselves Christians who aren't Christians. They may say they're Christians. And they tend to go out there and pretend that they speak for all of Christianity in what they do. But Christ is asking them, who do you say that I am? And Christ is asking us that question, who do you say that I am? This is why theology is very important. And what we believe is very important in how we define who Christ is. This is why we take these things very seriously. And it is something that we have to struggle with ourselves to answer, because when it comes to that judgment seat day, when we are face to face with God, and we see this face here and the face that we see in the dome up there, that face is going to be looking at us, asking us who do we say he is? And God willing, we're all able to answer the Lord God Almighty. And this is what it means to be a Christian. Everybody can feed the poor. Everybody does feed the poor. You know, gleaners. Everybody knows what gleaners is. Gleaners isn't Christian. They may have Christian people working for them. They may be doing work in the name of Christ, but they are not necessarily a Christian. Anybody can join them and do that good work. You know, to not steal. I mean, nobody says stealing is good. You know, I mean, that's not something that is done. You know, and nobody says murder is good. I mean, if murder was allowed to go about every day in society, we'd have no society. We'd have lawlessness and recklessness, and it wouldn't work. And nobody tells you to not honor your mother and father. I mean, these are the basics. These are basic human things. And so we have to go beyond the basics when we're being as Christians. We're not called just to do the minimum. You know, we hear this list, and it reminds me of, you know, as a kid, well, I clean my bedroom. Don't I get my allowance now? Well, no, you're supposed to clean your bedroom. I mean, that's the basic understanding of living in the house. You have to have a clean bedroom. You have to do the basic things in the house to live in the house. But to really get your allowance, you have to go above and beyond that. You have to be making a commitment to the house. And the house that we are making that commitment to is heaven, the ultimate house, the most perfect house, our eternal residence. So let us not forget to at all times be praising Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and God, and saying, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Amen.